Hello, world, and thank you for tuning in to Everything EHC.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast show are solely those of Everything EHC's guests and hosts. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of the San Francisco Lighthouse for the Blind, Enchanted Hills Camp, or Maceo.net. Thank you for listening, and please enjoy the show.
Thank you. No, thank you. No, thank you. And now, your host, Maceo.
Everything EHC in your ears. Here I am again. This is the end of the music camp. We're winding it down. And I finally have some guests in here. It's been 2 years in the making trying to get these guests in here as a podcast, for a podcast. And here we are, finally doing it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a special podcast for you all. Please, sir, introduce yourself. Tell us who you are and how you're associated with camp.
Hi, I'm Donnie Lay, and I'm the site manager here at Enchanted Hills Camp. And this is my wife, Janet. Say hi, Janet.
Hello. We're sitting here together. We're going to pass the mic back and forth.
Back and forth.
That's what we do here. We pass the mic back and
that's,
forth.
That's what I was going to ask. So you guys are the site managers. How do you split the work up? Who's doing what?
Well, I do a lot of the physical work. I take care of the water for camp. As you know, we have our own water treatment.
Explain that a little bit. Can you explain that?
We have our own water treatment plant here, and we have 60,000 gallons of water that we treat, make sure that the government really is happy with the quality. And the quality of the water here is amazing because it comes from a spring right into our water treatment plant. And the water's delicious, and people in the past, and when I say in the past, more than a century ago, would come up to this area just to drink this spring water. So that's one of the things that I do is I take care of the water treatment plant, and I also take care of the swimming pool, make sure that that water is really good,
right,
and healthy and warm,
mm-hmm.
warm
yeah,
enough
that's
to swim
important.
In,
yeah.
and that sort of thing. And a lot of the logistical things that happen around here, Janet and I are really, our main focus is health and safety.
Yep.
And so, you know, starting with the water,
that's important.
That's a big health and safety issue. Yep. We want to make sure everyone has electricity, a roof over their head that's not leaking, that they can be warm enough or cold enough, and that they feel safe here. You know, this is a really cool place, kind of an oasis in the middle of what can be a mad, mad world. And so we want people to feel safe here, and we want this to be a healthy place.
Beautiful, beautiful. And what, Janet, do you do? Do you have specific duties that aren't so physical? What are you taking care of?
It's interesting because Donnie and I found out many years ago that we liked working together and we were good at it. And we could really share back and forth information, problem solving, tasking, delegating, supporting, all of that. So I now see my role, I'm very much a support person. If someone says, hey, you know, we need 12 pillows or this and that, I just get on it. And if I don't do it, I make sure it gets done. I love supporting the kitchen. The kitchen to me is if the water is, you know, the blood flow, so to speak, right. You know, the kitchen is the heart. And Tony Fletcher taught us this as well when we first started. That kitchen needs to keep pumping.
Yes.
And so I'm always, I have my ear to the kitchen. What do they need? How are they doing? With Matt Beard at the helm, it's beautiful, but the word is if the kitchen needs something, we all need to go to the kitchen and help them.
Happen.
So I'm very much a support person. I'm doing more office work. I did a lot of ordering this year because we had to do a lot of purchasing. I did a lot of research, pricing, reporting to Tony. I think I may be taking over a little more office work. Mm-hmm. I'm learning the retreat end of camp.
Gotcha. Yeah.
So, my role is evolving.
And you do the Facebook for EHC, don't you?
I do, and that's been incredibly fun. A couple years ago, Lighthouse, Will Butler, who's in charge of communications, he gave me access to the Enchanted Hills Camp Facebook page because it made sense, because I'm up here.
Yes.
And I
you
start...
You do a great job. You
Thank
do a good
you,
job.
Thank you, Maceo.
You post really good descriptive stuff, which is important, and you post specific things that are happening, which is really cool because we get an idea of specifically what's going on here. It's just not a broad spectrum, but you're really good at picking things now and again and putting it up there so that we can get our fix on social media.
Thank you. Like, I love telling the story.
Perfect.
And this year has been a big story, so there's been a lot to share.
A lot. Yeah, absolutely. I would imagine so.
Another thing that Janet does is that she really helps camp with morale. For instance, the introduction of the goats and the donkeys here.
Yes.
I think it's something that really people just love it when they come here.
They made the
T-shirt. Yes, the T-shirt with the goats on it. So I think, you know, she does things like that where she introduces these animals in, and people love them, and the animals are super friendly, and I think it really helps with camp morale and camp identity.
And organizational skills, I might add. You're really good at making sure that people are on task and organizing, fine-tuning it. I remember coming to you and saying, there's some cupboards there, and people put their stuff everywhere. Can we move the cupboards and hang some hooks? And guess what? There were hooks. And you know what? I also would like to say you guys have a great balance with the campers. You're doing the site job, but you're also interacting and making yourselves known that this is where you are and this is what you're doing. And we like Uncle Donnie. We like seeing you cruise around and wave and smile and Janet with coffee in the morning. It's a beautiful thing to have two people as in love as you guys are, as a team working together to create a family here that is already a family. And I appreciate that very much. This has been a very important podcast because people need to know that the kitchen is the heart, the water, and now we need Donnie and Janet to keep all of these things going. The brain, keeping it pumping and filling the water and filling the love of camp. So I just wanted to say that. I'm going to stop talking now and ask you some more questions, but I want everybody to know that you guys work very hard to make this camp the best place that it can be, with a lot of emotion, a lot of love, a lot of acceptance, and you guys are some amazing people, and I appreciate you and love you for that. Thank you.
Thank you, Maceo. No. It's a labor of love.
That's it. That's exactly it. And so can you tell me what, from each point of view, why, what keeps you here? What keeps you going? What keeps you wanting to be a part of camp? What gets you up in the morning that keeps you wanting to work here and be here? I'm curious as to the heart and soul of how you feel about this place.
Well, I don't know if you've ever heard this before, but I think EHC is the place to be.
I have heard that before.
But, you know, so much is going on. I think yesterday with the music camp was a great example of just the, you know, really magical things that happen here. And we see something magic here every day. It could just be a small thing. It might be someone smiling who wasn't smiling before, or somebody doing an activity they've never done, and it comes with a lot of joy. And I think people, like I said, feel really safe here, and therefore they really enjoy what they're doing when they're here. And so we get to witness that and be a part of it, and that's why we jump out of bed in the morning and go out and get in the Polaris and race
again.
Off and get
right.
Going.
Yeah, no, that's great. Janet?
There's so many aspects of what we love up here. It was a lot to take in the beginning, but when we met Tony Fletcher for the first time and spent some time with him, we knew we wanted to be a part of what was going on here. And it just keeps growing.
Yeah.
And again, it's about the relationships, the connections. For me, I love the connections. I love seeing other people make connections. I love being in an environment where people are learning. We're learning. Someone asked me once, how would you like to be remembered? And oh. I said, as someone who never stopped learning.
Good answer. Very, very good answer.
It just popped out of my mouth.
That's super effective way of thinking, because then you're always wanting to keep going to find
right,
out more. Yeah,
right.
It doesn't stop.
So I can't imagine a better fit for us at this time in our lives. And it's
And you guys went
good.
Through the trauma of the fire. You guys went, you were part of that. You left the mountain. You were staying with people, wondering what was happening up here. And now you're back here after that, that, you know, event, keeping it going, building on it more. What were you guys feeling? Was there ever a moment where you guys were like, we don't know if we can do this because of the fire, or did you have doubts, or were you just like, let's get this going again?
Well, everybody, ourselves included, had doubts when the fires came up here because we could only see them on satellite images. So we didn't know what had burned. And, you know,
you think the worst.
Keep you up at night. Yeah. You know, gosh, is that building still there? Is that bridge still there? Is that stage still there? Is the swimming pool going to be there when we come back? But when we got here, and for a while, Janet and I were the only people living up here, and we'd lock the gate at night, and it was...
I bet that was...
It was very eerie, but it was also kind of cool.
Yeah, no, there's not, that doesn't ever happen. Yeah, that would be a cool thing. Yeah, I would agree.
But, you know, once we got up here and we saw what the damage was, and then we saw, especially Janet saw what the possibilities were for being able to use Upper Camp in a way that was much more efficient, where we could sleep more people, and it was an opportunity to improve this area. And, you know, again, with the help of AmeriCorps and Kiwanis and a lot of wonderful organizations, a lot of help from the staff here, the people who have been associated with Enchanted Hills for years, just super, super helpful. And so it just gave us a determination that camp was going to happen this summer. And, you know, we never looked back.
Good, good. Janet.
You were going to ask me a question.
No, I want you to go for it.
No, well, again, safety, you know, it was like, could camp be safe?
Right.
Could it be safe? And what parts of it could be safe and what parts could be used? And the timing, some of the timing we had a little control over, but really not much because, as Donnie will say, all the agencies had to come through and they had their own timeline.
Right.
And Donnie did that nonstop. And then, but yeah, so we never said, oh, no, but it... It was like a big Rubik's cube that you had. Yeah.
Yeah. You had to put all the pieces together to get the colors right in the right spot.
And it worked.
It worked.
I have to speak to volunteers. That's another thing we do a lot of, and that's another big part of my role that's growing. A lot of volunteers come up here, and we have to be ready for them. We have to know the group. We have to prep for them. We have to greet them. We have to have their assignments. So whether it's a corporate group that came up from the Bay Area for the day, or whether it's AmeriCorps coming up here for 24 weeks, and living here, two different groups, or whether it's you know, a smaller group or our regular Kiwanis or our individual Napa volunteers, that's a big thing to run the volunteers through here and make sure, A, that they're safe, that their experience is successful. And I think the volunteer part of this year has been very powerful.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So there is a future for you guys here. I'm going to come back next year and hang out, and I'm going to see you guys. Yeah, you'll be here hanging out?
We will be hanging out here.
Okay, cool, cool. This camp deserves people. It needs people like you. So thanks again for being a big part of this camp. I think just the fact that you guys are a family and a couple and working together as a team. I know Kate and I do much better when we're working together as a team. And you know, the cooperation, I think you guys got a good handle on everything, and I really appreciate it again. So what do you guys do when you leave the mountain for fun? What's a John, Donnie, and Janet? Where are you going? I mean, you have to get off the mountain and take a break sometime, don't you?
Yes, we like to go. We have a few favorite restaurants around.
Perfect.
And Napa's got some really good eateries, and so we like to go down and do that. And then we like to take our dog Stella, and she's a long-haired Chihuahua, and she likes to go for car adventures, and so we try to do that. We go up to Lake Tahoe, we go to Livermore, or we go on an adventure someplace.
Fort Bragg
is a good example.
Yeah.
You know, just places like that, which aren't too far away, but are, you know, are wonderfully different.
Right. And you guys, when you're on those times together, you embrace those times because it's a different life up here with people always kind of around, and it can be challenging, I'm sure, as a couple living on site with a bunch of staff and being in charge of people, that you do need to find those times to go have some fun together, right?
That's true, but you know, we also have a lot of fun with the staff up here.
That's
we have
good.
A great staff, and we have great interactions with them, great relationships.
Perfect.
And so it's not like, oh no.
Yeah, no, not, yeah, yeah. You're never like, we got to get out of here now. That's good to hear. And again, there's love and passion in what you're doing by how you're expressing yourselves. So then, do you have far-reaching goals, or are you just kind of taking it day by day and seeing what happens and hoping that you guys can be a part of this camp as long as possible, a legacy, if you will?
Well, we've had the short-range goals of trying to get camp back together.
Right.
And then we have the long-range goals of getting camp to be what it will be as we go into the future, which right. is a huge project. And we anticipate years and years of work, and so we hope that will be our legacy, is that we were here when camp was rebuilt and rose like a phoenix from the ashes.
Right, that's right. I totally agree. The only year that it's going to be like this. This year was the only year that it's going to be like this. Tony said they're going to try to have the trail. You're going to have to try have the trail open next year. That's already different from this year. So those campers who are listening, things are going to improve. Things are going to get better. We have the initiative and the people and the volunteers and, of course, you guys that are here making sure that it all happens right here on site. It's awesome. It's awesome. Janet, I have one more question for you.
I would love to answer a question.
Let's see. Tell us your perspective of the music performance yesterday. Give us a little feel of what it was like being here. It was set up in front of the lake. We had some musicians. We had a bunch of guests out there. It was hot, but how did it go? And from your perspective, how was it?
Well, the whole experience was absolutely fantastic. It had a life of its own. It felt very interior to me, that it was really coming from inside something rather than outside. It wasn't overproduced or it's hard to explain, but let me tell you this. When people bring a grand piano up the hill from the Kiva building, and you know, we move pianos. Nothing is impossible.
That's right.
Here, and we built a stage and yep. made a decision to have it outside, yep. even though our amphitheater's gone. We had it outside. The kitchen was cranking because we were fed 150 people after the concert.
Absolutely.
The tents were up. The chairs were there. And then you could have heard a pin drop. I mean, when the performers started, I'm always surprised, blown away. There was a poem that really touched me. There was a song in Spanish.
Yep.
The level of musicianship and the setting, I can't say enough about it. And I look at that piano and I think, wow, that's not usually here in the middle of the lawn.
Yeah. I actually just went out and had Josh take a bunch of pictures of me playing the piano in front of the lake this morning.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It's just like, this is one of the only times it's going to be here.
Right.
I got to do this.
So if the piano is an emblem of, you know, the amazing things that happen here, it was just a beautiful, beautiful performance.
All the things came together appropriately, and it went very, very smooth. Everybody was on task and did a great job, I would agree. And then the feeling and the emotion and the musicianship and the love, people wanting to see camp and how it's been affected. Some of those people haven't been up here before. And it looked beautiful. A shout out to Big Ben. And making it happen with the area, the landscaping, the beautiful decor, just the whole thing added up to be wonderful. So thank you for your input on that. You know, you guys have anything you want to say out there to the world or to our listeners? You know, we've got a lot of listeners going on here. We've got caught on to what's happening here. You guys have anything you want to say about EHC? You certainly don't have to. I'm just giving you an opportunity to say whatever you feel like saying.
Well, shout out to Big Ben for sure. And shout out to Tony Fletcher and Betty and all of the wonderful people that are here. You know, this, like Janet said, it's like a puzzle with many moving pieces, and we need every piece to make this thing work, and everybody really puts in as much as they can, and I just think it's so cool to see it, and to see it unfold this year is particularly magical because of the conditions under which everyone was working. But man, everybody just gave it their best, and it was just so cool to see.
Right.
It was like a victory.
Yeah, no, I totally see checkered flags waving. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, coming in first, for sure. And I know the campers felt that way. I know the staff. There were challenges that were met head on that everybody did very, very well with. And like I said, it's not going to be like that next year. Every year is going to be a little bit more and more improvements, and it's because of you guys. So
thank you.
Enchanted Hills Camp thanks you. I thank you. And I'm sure everybody that's listening to this podcast is knowing how important you guys and your role is here at camp to make it safe, happy, and fun. Right? Janet, you want to say anything?
No, I was just holding the microphone.
Okay.
I want to say thank you, Maceo, for all that you do. And good to see Kate and Khaleesi today.
Yeah, thanks.
And,
here we are.
It's always cool. And thank you for all the energy you put in to, you know, making this happen the way it happens.
Thank you. I love this place. You guys are great.
Thank you, Maceo. And also everyone who came this year, you had to willingly take this leap of faith. Many of you had known that something, you know, very traumatic had happened up here. Even though we posted that we had beds and the kitchen was up and running and this and that, until you came here and actually experienced it. And I applaud everyone who came up here not knowing what it would look like, what it would be like. We were still putting beds together as you needed them.
Yeah.
But they're good beds. We got a lot of great feedback. Each and every person who came up here, I applaud you, because you coming up here is what made this place feel fixed.
Excellent. Thank you for that, Janet. Beautiful, beautiful expression. Yes. Everybody fixed it together.
We did. And if they hadn't come, it wouldn't have mattered what
That's
we
right.
did.
That's right. And if they didn't see how it was, it wouldn't have mattered.
And every time we had a session, whether it was youth, adults, music, your parents, a friend, an auntie, a neighbor, whoever came up here, each person was a part of that piece that made it fixed.
Perfect. Perfect. The summer of 2018, folks. So we're going to carry on. We're getting ready to plan for what's happening next year. As I said, I've been trying to get you guys in here for 2 years now. We're at the end of this season. I'm so glad we got you in here to talk about this and talk about your role and get a deeper meaning of what's happening up here and the future of camp. So thank you so much for joining us. As we come to a close, this is the second to the last podcast of the season, and I have one more left, and it's going to feature, you guessed it, our director, Tony Fletcher. So listen back to everything EHC soon. We'll have the grand finale of 2018 coming shortly. But until then, thank you, Donnie.
Thanks, Maceo.
Thank you, Janet.
Maceo, you are the voice of EHC.
Thank you very much. Everybody, you know, continue your love for EHC. EHC is the place to be. Thank you for listening very, very much and supporting everything EHC Summer Fun Podcast. This is Maceo, your host, signing off on this episode for now. I am over and out.